Welcome. This is a podcast for those who are curious about spiritual direction. My name is Kimberly Pelletier.
And I'm Samuel Ogles.
And we are glad you're here. You may be here because you have heard about spiritual direction and you're curious. Maybe you're in spiritual direction and you're familiar with it, but you want to know more. Or you're a spiritual director, maybe a pastor or a therapist or a friend journeying with someone, and you really want to hear someone else's perspective on the spiritual journey. Well, you're in a good place because this is a podcast, not of questions and answers, but of questions and explorations.
Welcome. This is episode number 2 of the Ask a Spiritual Director podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what's the difference between mental health counseling and spiritual direction.
Is spiritual direction different than counseling?
I love that question. I feel like it's probably one of the most common questions I get when I talk to people and I say, I'm a spiritual director, and they go, what is that? Mm-hmm. In fact, I find myself sort of going to that first of saying like, well, you know what a counselor is? Right. And I usually go, it's not that, but it's a little similar in some ways. And so, I feel like it's probably the most common question. How do you deal with that question when people ask you what the similarities are?
Well, as a spiritual director, I was actually going to ask you a question first.
Perfect.
In our last episode, you said it's not a God talk therapy. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could say something about that.
Wow. Good memory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think a lot of people, let me back up. So in sort of the tradition that I've learned spiritual direction in and the people I've been reading and sort of using as my guides on the spiritual journey, there's definitely a lot of use of psychology. Mm-hmm. It's a little more pop psychology, mm-hmm. But it's people talking about things like your id and your ego, the superego or the inner critic. So it definitely overlaps. I would say the commonalities are more on the surface and then they diverge. So the commonalities would be things like confidentiality, right? Mm-hmm. That it's an absolutely safe space where mm-hmm. you can say anything, you know, short of that you're a danger to yourself or others, right?
Right.
Something like that. But I love that it's a confidential, safe space. So that's definitely in common. But like the credentials for the people doing it,
right?
Vastly different.
So different.
Yeah. Spiritual direction is, it's a great field and it's just so broad, and different religious traditions,
right,
as you know, have different standards for that and even different words maybe for what that role looks like.
Mm-hmm. And it's not regulated.
It's not regulated.
Yeah.
So I would say it's probably a good thing to have. No, it's definitely a good thing to have training, mm-hmm. probably about a 2-year program, mm-hmm. certification. You want some sort of supervision, practicum mm-hmm. component. So there are some generally accepted standards, but you really can just hang out a sign after waking up and having a dream,
right,
and thinking you should be a spiritual director. So you just, you got to be a little careful. You just kind of want to know where someone's coming from and
right.
about their experiences.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are some similarities, some differences. But really the subject matter is the difference, I would say. I mean, the spiritual director is there to hear parts of your story as they relate to spirituality, your mm-hmm. spiritual life. Where is God speaking to you? And I think God wants us to have healthy egos, mm-hmm. Healthy mental boundaries
right.
with other people, to do lots of inner work, psychological work, and spirituality is beyond that, broader than that, encompassing more. And we're not giving any sort of psychological mental health advice.
Right, or evaluations.
Right.
The farthest I would go is to make a recommendation. Have you talked to a therapist about that, I might ask?
Yes.
Or,
yeah.
You know, is this something you've explored before in your life?
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely past kind of questions, obviously, that come up because we are integrated people. We are whole selves. We can't, mm-hmm. Our past isn't void when we come into a spiritual direction session. Right. And when we're coming and saying, how am I hearing God now? Is this even God's voice? Where is God now? Clearly, our old relationships, our stories, our experiences play into that. But we're not just, we're not just analyzing those stories. We are not just looking for, we're not only looking for patterns. We are looking for patterns, but we're listening to the movement of the Spirit. And what angle are we highlighting, at least in my direction practice, what angle are you noticing? There's a little more. I mean, it's always client-centered, right? I mean, whether it's spiritual direction or therapy, but there is a sense in helping this person grow in their own spirituality, their own awareness of God's presence in their life right now.
Yes.
And that feels like such a key difference. And as someone who's been through a lot of therapy myself, I think, I mean, it's been invaluable. It has fed back and forth. I mean, I've been in therapy, you know, at times where it was weekly in certain seasons when I was working through some really deep things. And then I was being my spiritual director once a week, or excuse me, once a month. And these, the way these would flow back and forth, and I would see themes and I would experience a lot of powerful coordination between them, but the questions that were asked were decidedly different. So I feel like maybe we should explain what those questions would be.
Well, yeah, I feel like people are often searching for like the why in in things with spiritual direction, right? Sort of purpose. I mean, that's sort of the classic way you think about the difference between psychology and, you know, religion anyways, right?
Yeah.
Not that we're trying to provide answers in spiritual direction, but I think people are trying to figure out meaning, right? They're looking for meaning in their lives. And for that very precious component of them that is spiritual, that sees meaning, sees purpose in their life and in others' lives. And so, yeah, we get to help draw that out. But
yeah, I think, you know, to flesh this out, to give an example, like, for example, someone working through trauma, something that's happened in their past. I don't know, like me, for example.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, I'm like, this is why this comes to mind initially. So working with a therapist through trauma, I'm looking at the way this comes out in my body. I'm experiencing whether it's some sort of, you know, panic disorder or whatever. Someone is going through PTSD, anxiety, the ways trauma is playing out and how it's affecting their relationships and affecting their daily functioning and making sure that their day-to-day life is sustainable, that there's a level of peace, and really going through those behavioral aspects that stem also from, you know, there's also psychological reasons, right? And so we're going in all of those. When I am with my spiritual director and working with trauma, I am present. It wouldn't have been good to just do one or the other. I needed them both. Spiritual direction wouldn't have been sufficient as I'm working through this deep trauma. Because my therapist can understand things and see things from a clinical perspective that my spiritual director is not trained to do. But on the other hand, my spiritual director is able to help me be present to God right now in my life and in my day, in my spiritual practices, to help coordinate spiritual practices that are going to support my healing. So as I've entered more into mindfulness and meditation, and of course my therapist would support those as well and encourage me in those too, and she has. My spiritual director would help me notice what I'm hearing in those times and how am I hearing the Spirit of God in that? And where is it toxic? Where do I think I'm hearing God? But it strangely looks like all the ways that I was traumatized in the past, right? And just parsing out set of that ways where the voice of God can get conflated with our histories. I mean, which that's probably
your authority
a whole other
figure
podcast.
In the past or something.
Right. All how we confuse the voice of the Holy Spirit. For our authority figures in the past or those who have had sort of power or twisted power over us. And so my spiritual director coupled with my therapist are going to help me come to a greater awareness of that.
That's well said. And I think examples are really helpful. Mm-hmm. In my own story, I mean, I have seen therapists in the past for anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. Not that there isn't a spiritual component to anxiety, right? But I think people are waking up to in the church the fact that it's really not enough to sort of pray mental health issues away.
Right.
So that's not what we're saying at all.
Right.
So that was really helpful for me to go and get help from a mental health professional who's trained, accredited to work with those issues. And there was also a space for me to go to my priest at the time and say, okay, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. This is hard on my faith. This is, I thought that God was supposed to protect me. I thought God was supposed to do X, Y, and Z.
I went for healing prayer. What happened?
Yes, exactly.
I was at the altar.
I believed.
What about communion?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So they really treat with, it might be the same issue, but like you said, you're dealing with different components of a life circumstance, depending on who you're seeing. And I think that's actually a beautiful thing.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's not an either or.
Right.
Really. Yeah. And then in the same way, spiritual direction is something that's also sufficient on its own in other seasons of life. I mean, if I'm going through a season of discernment and I'm not particularly for me, myself, I'll speak, you know, there have been seasons when I've been through, going through, working through my trauma. But then if I'm not at, say, a particular time, but I'm in a season of discernment, I mean, I've continually seen a spiritual director for 10 years now, but I'm going to lean into that in my spiritual, with my spiritual director. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to these movements, listen to these subtleties and things that, ways that I need to hear the Holy Spirit. Mm. And truthfully, I notice how all the healing and all the therapy feeds the health of my relationship with my spiritual director, and it feeds the health of my relationship with God.
Yeah, that's good.
And I like what you said about all the components, how they really go together. I posted on my Instagram account this last week a picture of me on a horse because
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm just working through some, there's just pieces where it just needs to be lived out. I'll say it like that. I think I mentioned that in our previous episode as well. Like, there's a way in which our healing has to be lived out, and it can't just be talked about, even in therapy. It can't be prayed about. It doesn't go prayed away. It doesn't get thought away. Mm. But all of these components work together, and there's a way I need to live this out. And so in my prayer and in my discernment, you know, and within spiritual direction, I'm having this sense of, wow, I need to do something in my body that lives this out, that feels a little more on the edge, where, you know, in another season, I would have said, I need to be in a very controlled environment. Mm-hmm. I'm working through PTSD.
Yeah, give me the safe space.
Yeah, I need a lot of safety. Mm. And now this is, a lot of things have been put to rest in my body and have peace. Mm-hmm. And those came through very embodied experiences. And now this desire and this need to push beyond and to live in the flow with the Spirit has called me to live that and embody that and experience that. I'm both in control and I'm not in control. Mm. And so this experience of being on this horse and learning to ride has this symbiotic relationship, you know, where I have to learn to control this thing, but I also have to learn to listen to this thing. Mm. And it's in tandem with what God is speaking to me in my life right now. I mean, it's a result of spiritual direction and prayer that I am doing these next steps. So I say that just to say it does. All these pieces go together. So they're fluid and yet they're different.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you want many tools in your toolbox to call upon?
Right.
You never know which one's going to serve you.
Right.
Well, in that instance. And my spouse, Katie, would say that therapists are, she just recommends like everyone just has a therapist.
Yes.
Yeah, whether you think you need to or not. she's a huge fan. And so, but I find myself sort of like that with like spiritual direction, that if you are, a person on the spiritual journey, it's really not a bad idea to just have a spiritual director or to be attuned enough to know that that's a resource, a tool that you can use at any point where you feel like, actually, I would like a companion to kind of hold my story, help me sense the voice of God, help me sense where I'm being called to and what I'm hearing and all of that.
That's a great point. I, for myself and as a directee, and then, which is what I should say, what people are called when they are clients of spiritual directors. That's kind of a weird word.
Yeah.
But when I am a directee, and then when I'm also the spiritual director sitting with directees, I've noticed their experience and mine is you show up and start talking and listening to your own story with someone else and things that you didn't even know were really part of the spiritual journey or part of the movement at the moment are so significant.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful. And so almost I can't imagine not having spiritual direction in my life, mm-hmm. whether I was a spiritual director or not.
Yeah.
It is such an essential part of me hearing God and knowing my own life.
Yeah.
Just being awake to my life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't not want it.
Yeah.
So
an image just came to me. I don't know how you feel about this, but it's almost, I had the image of like, it's almost like a living journal sort of being with this person, right? Sort of the way that, at least for me, when I journal, sometimes things come out, like you said, that I wasn't even aware of. And I go, oh yes, like this is the perfect expression of what I've been feeling.
Right.
And I think I've had those moments too of, it's not always clarity, but it's clarity of yourself. It's not always them giving you the answer.
Right.
Right. Which they don't do. But
right.
It's clarity for yourself maybe too.
Right.
And just in hearing that, in that dialogue, you actually learn to listen better pretty naturally, I think.
Yeah. It is natural.
It is.
It is.
It's so natural.
It is. And I love that part of it.
Yeah.
That's a great word. And I think, you know, in therapy, I'm given some things to do. I'm listened to deeply as well, you know, but I'm given some things to do or we'll make a plan or we'll figure something out. And spiritual direction is different in that it, I mean, I do have directees that say, can we walk out a few things? I need some plan of action. I need to try a new spiritual practice or whatever. And we'll do that. But that's nothing I would ever come with, right?
Yeah.
It's helping them listen to the spirit themselves.
Yes.
And,
yeah. There's no agenda
right.
in spiritual direction other than to help you hear the voice of God that you're hearing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe. And remember, this is a new podcast, so you could rate us or leave us a review in iTunes. That would be awesome. And it will let us know that you are enjoying listening to our questions and explorations. In fact, if you have a question that you would like to be answered on this show, you can click the link in the show notes and submit one there. You can also reach out to either of us individually. Our websites are in the show notes too. See you next time.